On the show today, we have PolicyWorks' Jason Harbonneau and Brian Godwin talking about the talent gap complicating credit union compliance. So check it out. Welcome to our show and today's program. We are joined by PolicyWorks' Jason Harbonneau and Brian Godwin. All right, I got the names right. Yay! Yes. Welcome to the show, guys. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Hey, today we're talking about the talent gap, how the talent gap complicates credit union compliance today. And you guys have written a white paper on this topic. So can you give us a quick summary on this white paper? And then we'll dive in a little bit deeper here. Anyone? Brian? Jason?
Sure, Mike. Yeah. So basically, it was just an idea that came up just kind of explaining a little bit of what we're encountering out there, and specifically probably what I'm encountering as the business development manager, talking with credit unions, and or just educating them on our services. But one thing that seemed to be a constant that was coming up is credit unions were having a difficult time locating compliance talent. And so they were looking at other options to kind of combat this, whether it be partnering with an organization like ours or just other ideas on how to create and build bench strength within a credit union. And it's either just the not being able to locate it, or there's a lot of credit unions that are also facing a number of retirements upcoming.
Oh, yeah.
And it seems like you got those credit unions that have had the same staff for years, and it's really a great thing. It is. You know, if you have a staff that's been there for, especially this one gal that comes into mind, she was there for like 35
wow.
years, and she started as a teller and held about every other position in the organization, but she's got to retire. And she's excited for retirement, but a little bit nervous on how to transfer all that knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a lot of those conversations, and we kind of built this just around here to kind of share a little bit with the industry that, hey, it's not just you that are experiencing it. It's across the board, and let's kind of give some ideas on that.
Okay, Brian, anything to add there?
You know, it's just kind of the same thing on my end also. Like Jason mentioned, a lot of retirements, people moving on. I think as the industry as a whole is placing more focus on compliance right now, and some of that's due to regulatory changes, obviously.
Right.
You're hearing more and more about it all the time, obviously.
Right.
Things like the CFPB. But yeah, I think it's an increased focus. And then where do we find that? Is it internally, externally, a combination of the two? And people are looking to us to help give them some advice on how they might handle it.
Okay.
So it seemed like a great topic to educate people
about. Oh my gosh, no doubt. And I mean, obviously compliance, the regulations, all that type of stuff is a burden on credit unions. That's nothing new. What's the connection here with a talent gap? What's the connection here? Is it hurting the industry as far as finding new talent and keeping that talent because of all the retirements that are happening in the C-suite? Or is that part of it, or is there more to it?
Yeah, so I would say that's definitely part of it. Probably one of the biggest impacts we've been seeing, though, is the current staff. So it's just that then adding added pressure to the current staff, because we've all probably been in a situation where we've been a little bit shorthanded in the past. So
yeah.
It's a little bit of everybody pitching in and trying to help out. And
sure.
Compliance seems to be that area where it's good sound compliance practice to have a little bit of a compliance by committee approach. But when you're missing that main point person, or you're down a couple of hands, everybody's really pitching in to help out, and sometimes their current role doesn't get as much attention as it should.
Yeah, exactly. Brian, anything to add there, Brian? Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead, Jason.
Nope, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to add to that. You know, I think it was a little bit easier, depending on the credit union in the past, to have, you know, one, maybe two people that kind of were in charge of compliance and that point person leading it. But just with the complexities and the tentacles are reaching out into other aspects of the credit union, you know, whether it's lending, deposits, mm-hmm. operations, any kind, it kind of takes more people or more hands to be able to get through everything on a day-to-day basis.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, that's a common occurrence in credit unions, especially the smaller ones, people wearing multiple hats, and then to have to deal with the compliance issues and stuff like that, and then the changing technology, all that. I mean, it's just overwhelming for them sometimes. So it's good to have folks like you in their corner. So has the
absolutely. And Mike, I was going to add.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to add one more thing too. Another area we see a real hit in what credit unions are mentioning to us is financially. So you look at it from that standpoint, where you know there's a substantial investment that needs to be taking place to locate talent. So you got the recruiting process, the interviewing, and then when you make a decision to bring them aboard, you then have training. And what we see typically across the board is, you know, it's going to take someone a while to get acclimated to the environment that they're joining.
You're right.
Typically, we like to say 6 months, but you kind of get them acclimated to the processes, the current staff that they have, and the culture of the credit union itself. Mm-hmm. There's a big time investment there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially when you bring in somebody. I'm sorry, Brian, you want to go ahead?
Oh, I was just going to say, and then to piggyback on that, you know, a lot of times once you do have them trained and up to speed, they're in high demand. Yeah. And other people are looking for them also.
Exactly.
So, you know, the retention can be a pretty difficult piece as well once you do have that expertise.
Yeah, and I was going to say that, just kind of dovetailing off what you guys said, bringing in somebody from possibly outside the credit union industry into the credit unions, because it's our industry is, any industry, it's a kind of a different culture in there. It's, you know, very giving, generous, all that type of stuff. But we have our own vernacular and all that type of stuff. So we got that to deal with as well if you're bringing people from the outside. But once you're in, hey, you know, it's a pretty good deal. So has this talent gap always been there for credit unions, or did it just kind of percolate to the surface here with the recent regulation overload?
Sure. Now, I think you're right on that assessment there. It definitely has increased with the number of regulations that come out. But yeah. I think a lot of times we see it's not just the number, it's the depth of the regulation and just the complexity of it. So these regs are so much larger than what they were in the past that it just takes so much more resources to make adjustments to what the given regulation is and pass that along to the further staff on that front.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Brian?
To kind of piggyback Brian's point, though, is, you know, two, it's the demand. You know, there's just a high demand for compliance professionals. And that's just not in our wonderful industry of credit unions. That's every financial institution. That's the medical industry, banking, you name it. They're looking for the same folks right now. So it becomes a competitive environment. You think back to your economics class in college, simple supply and demand principles, and it really holds true.
All right. So if there are any high school graduates out there going into college, this is what you need to study to get a really good job.
Yeah, that's
I didn't mean to interrupt you, Brian.
It might take a while, but once you're in, you're
enjoy it.
You know, I think one of the factors at play here is the visibility of everything as well. I mean, we've seen the Wells Fargo, the Navy Federal, the, you know, different, I guess, things that the CFPB are doing to those entities that aren't complying. So the visibility and the fines and things seem to just be growing. It's more and more common. So obviously you're worried about your bottom line. You're also worried about your reputation. You know, you want to make sure your members have confidence in you and trust you.
Yep.
So I think the value of compliance is growing as well. I just think credit unions have a better understanding of how it impacts their operations. And, you know, it's typically looked at as an expense, basically, not so much of a benefit.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of benefits to it as well. If you know, if you have a compliant program, it makes it easier to move with the market or move with change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get new products out onto the market quicker for your members if you'd like to. So I think maybe there's a little an optimistic view of it in a way. Maybe that's just me.
You're one of the few.
I'd like to think compliance can be helpful also.
I think the intention is good, but just sometimes it's overwhelming. So what's the ideal solution here, guys? Any advice, anything that you can pass on to the credit unions who are in this situation? I think there's quite a few of them out there based on what you guys have said as well.
Yeah, I can go ahead and take this one if you want.
Yeah, you know, one thing I was going to say that I think works the best is if you have somebody who you can, you know, you got to train them on your individual credit union operations, strategy, what your goals are, what your risk appetite is. But then if they can also have some additional resources, you know, hopefully internally, you know, department heads that they can work well with, things like that. But also some third parties can be very helpful also.
Yeah.
You know, it's easier for us to stay abreast of all the changes of all the, you know, all the regulations because we have multiple team members.
Yeah.
You can, everybody can take a bit of an idea. And that's what we do 24/7.
Okay. All right.
You know, where, you know, people within the credit union might be a little more limited to the scope.
Very cool. And if I think you can notice that the gardeners are coming by with the leaf blower right now, and he's right outside my window. Thank you. Your timing's impeccable. Anyway. this is what happens on CU broadcast. Anything flies, including the leaves and the grass. So it's good stuff.
Very cool.
Yeah. So to wrap up here, where can folks discover more information on this topic as well as get your white paper? Because it's full of really good information that they could certainly use.
Absolutely. We just direct them to the PolicyWorks website, which is policyworksllc.com. Mm-hmm. And then we also have it posted on our blog, which is theworksblog.com.
Okay.
And locate that under the resources tab, and then you'll find all of our white papers in there.
Very cool. Anything to add to wrap up, guys, before the leaf blower guy comes back by again?
No, I just want to say thank you for letting us talk a little bit about this. This is something that, you know, we always enjoy. It's good to just go out there, talk about what we're hearing. And the one thing that, you know, I really like about my job is I have that ability to talk to a lot of different credit unions across the country. And I think we all agree that not all credit unions are created equal, but a lot of them are feeling some of the same pain points right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about knowing what options are out there, essentially, and doing what's best for your credit union.
Yeah, I think your time's good, Brian.
You know, I've been in a lot of their situations before. I know what it's like. I know resources are limited. Pressures can be high. And, you know, I like to be able to help people out. So if there's anything, you know, I can do is share information with somebody out there that's going through that, I'm happy to help out.
Right on. Great message to end on, gentlemen. Thank you so much for your time as well. And keep up the good work. We appreciate you guys stepping up and helping out, because a lot of creators out there certainly need it. So it is very well valued. So thank you as well.
Thank you, Mike.
I appreciate it, Mike. Thank you.
Anytime, gentlemen.